It's time to talk with our friends from Northwoods Medicare Solutions. Chad Lash was with us this morning because Mike Krewalt's out on the golf course.
Good morning. How you doing, Jeff?
Good morning, Chad. Glad to see you here this morning.
Yeah.
And so when you guys got together to be partners in this business, was it worked out that Mike, I can just imagine Mike and you two sitting down. Now, he said, okay, Chad, if you want to be partners here, I'm going to be needing to be on the golf course at times, and we're also going to have to be on the radio at the same time. So are you okay with me golfing while you go on the radio?
I don't think we had that quite a conversation. However, there is a plan, and Mike definitely has done well for himself, and we share the workload. There are things that Mike does, and there are things that I'll take care of, and it's a cooperative teamwork.
Got it. Understood. And so I hope he has a good round today.
So do I.
Out there on the course. Well, Chad, let's get right at our talk. Usually there's a deadline coming up when you guys are in the studio here talking with us. No deadlines right now, are there?
No. Okay. Actually, this is kind of the off-season, if you want to say.
Okay, so it was kind of surprising to see you here, but I'm glad you're here because there are some real changes going on out there right now, and I'm glad that you're here to tell folks about them because things, sometimes the more they stay the same, the more things change.
Yeah,
there's that old saying, but when it comes to Medicare, MedSups, supplements specifically, let's get right into these talking points here this morning, Chad. What's happening in the Medicare supplement world right now?
First of all, I'm going to start with that keep our lawyers
compliant. Oh, that's right. Yes.
And we'll do our disclosure, and then we'll talk. So we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer. Please contact www.medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get more information on all your options.
There we go.
So, talking about where we are with MedSups, a lot of people that have been retired for some time, they have a supplement, they're happy with their carrier. The problem is the prices are going higher and higher. We used to see 5, 8% increases. Now you're double-digit increases year over year.
And what is that, what do you attribute that to?
So there's a couple things. There's more pressures put on the supplements. Exterior-wise, you have some states that have, like they call birthday rules, where they can change plans on their birthday. And not all states do that, but the carriers see changes. There's exterior pressures, and they're going to have rate increases to help cover those because Now they're taking on somebody new. You're seeing different costs, higher utilization, healthcare costs are going up. And the other piece, some, if you have a carrier, say Acme carrier, and you've had them for 10 years, they stopped selling in our state. We've seen a retraction in the amount of carriers, different carriers than we used to have. They've gotten less.
Okay.
So what happens if you have an existing carrier and they're still taking care of you, they're doing a great job, but they no longer sell in the state. So what happens is those pool of people starts shrinking and shrinks. So then they're trying to spread that cost out between a smaller pool. So your rates go up. So there's always a good time to take a look at what you have for insurance right now and see. There are new products out there. There are new things we can pair and add to a supplement. So that's the other piece. When we look through the times, your health may have changed. Different pieces. We look at cost sharing options. So one of those things we can do is they call indemnities or other plans. You can add on these little bit, like say McDonald's, you want fries with that or whatever.
Okay.
You can put on little pieces to that insurance to make that insurance better.
A lot to unpack there. First of all, why are some of these Medicare supplement carriers, why are they leaving the state in the first place?
I think we're seeing a reduction across the nation, not just the state. It's just a reduction because of the rising costs, because of the challenges and the requirements put by the federal government. You're seeing a shrinking of the carriers.
Okay, and so that doesn't sound like it's going to be good for consumers, though.
No. In fact, we've seen that with not only just the supplements, we've seen that with the Advantage plans, too. We had one large carrier leave last year, and that puts pressure on, thousands of people. And now, instead of having, say, 4 or 5 carriers, you're down to 3. And with that, you have less option, less choices.
Right.
So talking with your local insurance broker helps you navigate that, and say, geez, I'm not happy with X, or, hey, what else is out there?
So if people that were on these and very used to and very happy with these plans for a long time, they're seeing their rates going up. And so what are their options? What do they have now?
So if you've got a med supplement, and that is you pay a monthly premium every month, and your rates are getting high, you can come in, talk to a local agent, and they have a health-related questionnaire. They're going to ask you a few questions to see how your health is. If you're healthy and you're not having major health issues, won't be a problem switching. You can switch throughout the year. If you have health-related problems, your health has declined, they may turn you down and you're going to be stuck in that plan that you're currently in. So the big thing is, if you're healthy, if you don't have a major problems going on, you can switch right now. You could come in, we can take a look, we can do the health questionnaire, and you'll know pretty quick if you got accepted or declined.
Are you finding that people that come in and start shopping around, are there other plans that cover them just as well for less money than they would be paying if they were to stay in the plan they're in now?
Yes, we've seen multiple carriers that have. And it's interesting because what one carrier was really good 3-4 years ago, the rates have gone up. So you go to this other carrier and they may be offering a little lower rate. And those are things where it pays to shop. You know, just because you're there and I'm staying there for the next 20 years may not be the best decision.
And the only way to find out is to make an appointment with you or Mike Kriewald to come into Northwoods Medicare Solutions and find out what solutions can work for folks.
Absolutely.
And you do that for free.
We do. There's no charge.
Yeah, and so people still stop me about that and ask me about it. How can those guys make a living if they're given this service for free? The insurance companies pay you guys, not your clients.
Correct.
And so that's the way that works. And I guess, Chad, I guess the bottom line is insurance companies, bottom line, they're a business. They need to make a profit, and if they're in an area where they can't make it, they're going to move.
Correct.
And so it is what it is. So folks are faced with this situation. So what is the best way to get a hold of you guys? We're going to get this number out there several times here this morning. So if what Chad is saying is hitting close to home with you, get this number right now and then place a call. Chad will be leaving here at about 10 o'clock. And so you can start calling Chad. I don't know what time Mike's going to get off the golf course today. But Chad, he will be available to take your calls. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Chad?
715-493-4803.
And so if you're not satisfied with the direction your Medicare supplement insurance premium is going, give Chad a call at Northwoods Medicare Solutions, and they'll start to find a solution for you. Next item on my notes here, Chad, are we done with the Medicare sup? Okay, good, because if I get it, I think other people got it. So ICHRA plans and small business, what the heck is that?
Okay, so acronyms. We love acronyms. ICHRA is what I would call it.
Okay.
So it's an Individual Contribution Health Reimbursement Arrangement. Is what it stands for. Basically, it's a solution for small business owners to help cover the health care costs for their employees without having to get actual group plan. And sometimes when we're a small business, we don't have the availability. You're stuck with, you know, plan A or plan B, and this is it.
Right.
Now, what this does, it allows you to take tax benefits as an employer. You get So you're going to get tax bets, and it's a predictable cost. You can say, you know what, I want to spend so many thousands of dollars per employee. You set that aside. So year over year, you know what your health care cost is going to be because you're not paying the health insurance. You're setting a limit to help reimburse your employee's own insurance. So your employer-ees would go on to, say, the marketplace. They would pick a plan. And you're going to help cover that cost.
Okay, so if you're an employee, you're going on the marketplace. You're going to find a plan with the help from a guy like you. And then how does it get back to the employer to make sure that is all taken care of with the employer then?
So we would meet with the employer to set this up. So the employer is going to say, hey, I've got 5 employees. I want to spend X. We'd get some of the demographics of what those employees are. We'd send that in for a quote. And they'd say, okay, this is what it would cost you. And it would be all managed. And then the employee would just get reimbursed by this account for those health care costs.
I get it. I get it. And I think that what's in it for a small business owner is that especially if you have employees that are good, they've been with you for a long time, and you want to keep them and you want to reward them for their loyalty and their service and their good work, this is a great way to do that, isn't it?
It is. And then the nice thing is it's customizable by each employee. So just because you have 4 employees, they may not all pick the same plan. So each person could have their own plan that fits their needs.
And so the benefits to the business is holding on to those people, offering another, a benefit That's a very valuable benefit, if you ask me. That sounds like a win-win.
It is. It really is for those small businesses that really want to retain their employees.
So who starts this process? Is this started by the employer or an employee? And then they say, hey, boss, here's what I found out at Northwoods Medicare Solutions.
To set the account up, we're going to want to speak with the employer.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that are going to give us the information and the approvals to say, this is what we're looking at investing in our employees. This is what we want to cover. Hmm. And then the employer is going to reach out and say, hey, how can you help us? If the employees want, they can talk to their HR or their people and say, hey, this is a plan we'd like to do.
So folks should be learning this. ICHRA, Individual Contribution Health Reimbursement Arrangement, ICHRA for short. Boy, if you're a small business person and you're thinking, this is exactly what I would love to do for my employees, they should contact you and Mike at Northwoods Medicare Solutions at what number?
715-493-4803.
Is this a new thing, a relatively new thing, or has this been around a while?
It's catching on. It's been around for a little while, but it's definitely, as the marketplace grows and as utilization changes, this is just one of those benefits that we can help better expand.
Last time I saw you guys in the studio here, we were talking about the fact that people were getting their new premiums and their eyes were bugging out because of the new high premiums that a lot of people were paying. Let's look back a little bit. How did you guys come through that? How did your clients come through that? And where are we today where that stands?
So, well, last time we spoke, those premiums haven't changed because they're set for the year. So yep. We're not going to see what the rates are going to be until this fall. It was interesting. You definitely had some clients that were very dismayed, to say the least, because it, you know, we had maybe a $200 premium, and now we're at a $2,000 premium.
Wow.
Yeah.
You saw increases that big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
So depends on the person.
Depends,
you know, there are some that, you know what, we went a different route, and we found a different plan because the plan they had was that high. Let's maybe look at something else that's going to work better for them.
Okay.
So some people change plans.
You know, so I guess the point I want to drive home is that if you're not happy with the situation that you're in right now with your insurance, you got to call Northwoods Medicare Solutions because that's what they're there for, to get solutions to make you feel better, to ease the pressure on your pocketbook a little bit. Lord knows we all can use that right about now. And so just call these guys, please. Northwoods Medicare Solutions, 493-4803 is the number. Let's get to the marketplace now. The Affordable Care Act marketplace. What's new in the marketplace now?
And not so much new, but there are different pieces that maybe not everyone knows about. You can have dental, you can have vision added on. When you get your ACA plan or your marketplace plan, that doesn't come with dental or vision. That's something that is extra.
Right.
So those are one thing that people should know about. You know, hey, geez, I'm on this marketplace plan, but I don't have dental. You can add it on. It's not like you have to go without or pay it out of pocket. So those are things to be aware of. And each carrier has different, you know, where we're going for a provider. You know, some providers are here in town. Some providers are outside of town. But the carriers, those are options. And for people on the marketplace, there's definitely different options that we can add. The other thing is you can add on policies that help cover some of those deductibles and out-of-pocket maxes to help you reduce your costs. So if you're on a plan, a lot of those marketplace plans are like maybe $10,000 out-of-pocket, you know, is your max out-of-pocket.
Right.
But that's a lot of money to come out of my pocket.
Yeah,
you know,
is.
I mean, that gets concerning, especially if you're not making a lot of money.
Right.
Right? So there are other additional things you can put on to help defer those costs and say, you know, we're going to get an indemnity plan that says if I'm in the hospital, you know, it's going to cover $5,000 of that.
I think I know the answer to this before I ask, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you and Mike, when people come in there, do you make sure they are aware of all these things or do you rely on them to ask you questions? How do you work one-on-one in the office when folks come to you?
So we sit down, we talk and listen to them. A lot of it is listening and then having a real conversation because each person's needs are different.
Mm-hmm.
So during our intake, you know, we'll ask certain questions and that gives us a good feel of what direction we're looking for.
Okay.
There may be things we'll bring it up and they say, yeah, no, not for me. Okay. And we move on. You know, we're not going to pressure one thing or the other. It's really about finding what your needs are, what you want to get out of your health insurance. Had clients the other day, and we were looking at a couple of different plans. And I said, well, this are the benefits of this plan. These are the benefits for the other plan. They're a little different, but I don't know what your priorities are. Here are the two that make the most sense, but really you want the client driving what their needs are, what they prioritize.
But you guys are the ones keeping up with all this stuff in the business setting and in the marketplace setting. You guys are keeping up with this. The regular folks are not keeping up with it. So it's good to know that you make it all available and you make people aware of all these different things in the office setting.
And you try to make it comfortable. You don't want to sit there. People come in with anxiety and they're all like, this is really confusing. I don't understand it. So you sit down. We take our time, make sure they understand. When they leave, they should feel a lot better about the decision they made.
Exactly. We covered our notes. Is there anything else you want to talk about here? Because I want to bring up a situation I've been meaning to bring up the last couple times we've talked, because I just think this is super cool.
Go ahead.
I got a buddy. We've been buddies forever, and he has made a good living. And he wanted to retire. He was working at a job that he used to love, and he was just putting in the time for a while there now. And insurance came up. One of the reasons why he was still working was because he figured, well, insurance is going to cost me an arm and a leg, and I'm not 65 yet. And so we were talking one day in conversation. I said, you know what, you should call my friend Mike over at it was Dunn Financial Services at the time. But call Mike at Northwoods Medicare Solutions. He did. They got together. Long story short, he retired sooner than he thought he could, fully covered with insurance. So I'm just thinking, if there's anybody else out there, you look at your accounts, you look at your 401ks, all that stuff you've been saving your whole working life for, you're good to go right now, but you're just hanging on to get to 65. I would advise people in that situation to call you guys, because I'm sure they would love to be able to hang it up more sooner and still be covered.
And that's absolutely it. In fact, there are times financial advisors will send their people here and say, figure out what that budget is. What is that number you guys need for insurance? And we'll figure out the rest of it from your planning, because you've worked your whole life to get what you want. You don't want to sit there and keep working when you don't have to.
I think one of the surprising things is people don't always put two and two together in their heads, and they're thinking, okay, on this marketplace that goes by my income, if I'm not working anymore, I'm going to get some pretty cheap insurance.
Correct.
So why am I still going to work every day?
Correct.
So there you go. Again, Northwoods Medicare Solutions. There, I love the name. Solutions in the name of the business, because that's what you guys are really all about. People have a problem. They come to you. You give solutions.
Really do. And then the clients, you know, in some of those instances, we can work in formulas and say, hey, at this income level, here's what your rates are going to be. If your income is at this level, here's what your rates are going to be. And have an educated decision. Say, you know what, I really think we can live on X.
Yeah.
And that'll span what we've got until we retire.
So many good things in life come out of a simple conversation. That's why I like having these conversations almost every single day on the radio, because good things usually come of them. Chad Lashua and Mike Crewell, partners at Northwoods Medicare Solutions. If you like what you heard, if you think that you have some solutions that you need to know about, call these guys, 493-4803. That's 493-4803. They're right here in downtown Tomahawk. Easy to talk to, easy to get a hold of. If you don't understand, you know what, just say, can you run that by me one more time?
Absolutely. Thanks,
and it gets done. Chad, thanks for being here, and say hey to Micah when you see him, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Take